Does a book have to be real to be magical? In many ways, the Codex isn't really a book. You can't read it. It is bound. It has the structure of a book. Now, our next magic book takes us into murkier territory. It is the Book of Pythia, which is part of the sacred scrolls of the 12 tribes of Kobol. Maybe I should mention that the Book of Pythia is part of a television show. In the four seasons of the reimagined Battlestar Galactica, the Book of Pythia plays a crucial role. Maybe a fictional universe, but the book is real. The Book of Pythia was designed by famed prop master Ken Harlew. He says it felt like making a sacred text.
It's leather bound. The pages are sort of a beautiful texture, ivory cream color, and it has pages of text as you'd see in, you know, it really is, for want of a better description, it's like an illustrated Bible in a way. But it's black and white illustrations that have been hand-colored, various holy sites in the pantheist religion that become touchstones and guideposts for the journey back to their home planet. The text is in a variety of languages. There's also, I think there's even a little bit of Sanskrit in there. We worked some in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Just to give little sort of interesting little things for the people that, you know, go to the trouble to freeze frame and look at things closely on TV.
How is this different from the sort of, forgive me, the general run of creating props? It seems to me that this is awfully detailed for something that, other than those freeze frame fanatics, hardly anybody's going to see.
Well, yeah, but I think those are the people that you really have to appeal to, and those are the people that you're making this for, because they are the ardent fans. And they are the people that are going to keep coming back and watching the show. And so it has to be worthwhile for them. Also, too, I think we owe it to the quality of the show. It's what really appealed me about is when I heard about the show is when I saw what they were trying to do with it, was that it was a reimagining, but it was also a very adult version of science fiction as opposed to, you know, I won't slag the original, but it was very kind of Star Wars-y, Buck Rogers kind of, as compared to what we did. So there was a commitment to quality on the show that you rarely get in television. I've been very fortunate to work on two shows like that. One was The X-Files. It also, where I really kind of made my bones in the world of paper props and creating this kind of thing, because the attention to detail is really great there, because once again, it has to look real. And one of the key things that we really strive for on this show was, because it was science fiction and because it was, you know, there were a lot of things where we had to suspend disbelief. The rule of thumb is always, when doing these kinds of shows, for me and I got this from Chris Carter originally in The X-Files, but also Ron Moore subscribed to this, the things that you have control over, you make as real as possible, and then the things where you have to suspend disbelief, then people will come along with you. If those things that are supposed to be real are real, then they'll believe the things that are fantastic.
Is there a difference, do you think, in creating a book prop, a paper prop, than, oh, I don't know, creating a stun gun?
Yeah, there is. I mean, like I said, I always do these things for two things. The reason why I do these is these kind of paper props, as detailed as I do, is A, to service the story. That's our main goal. The other thing, too, is that you have to realize this is going to an actor's hand. So you want it to look as realistic and believable for that performer as possible, because if at the very least it should help them with their performance, what you don't want it to do is distract or detract from their performance. So if they're looking at something and it's just gibberish and it takes them out of character for that split second, that shows up on the screen. So you want to be able to help them with the performance. So we did a lot of the files we did for Battlestar Galactica had very detailed information on. Edward James Olmos always commented on how much it helped him with his performance, because it always had the right information in it. So he was never taken out of the scene, and that's really important. With a book like the Book of Pythia, you really want it to feel and look as real as possible, not just for the camera and for the audience, but for the actor also, because I think it helps make their performance more believable.
Battlestar Galactica, of course, is a post-apocalyptic story. The books we see are the only ones that are left in the whole universe. There aren't any more, and they can't make more.
That's right, yeah. Books became, it's funny because there was a great scene in the miniseries where people were evacuating. They're leaving their planets because they're being annihilated by the Cylons, the nuclear explosions everywhere, and they're running for cover, and they're trying to get into escape ships and carrying their most prized possessions. There was a great shot of a guy that had a huge stack of books that he was carrying across a field, and it's those things are important to people. And this was obviously, this is a one of a kind, because this was the only one left, and it became the holy book for what was left of what they thought was humanity.
Has it changed the way you think about books?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just the thought that went into it really, really makes me appreciate how important the written word is, and how much power there is in that. And it's funny because I'm telling tales out of school here a little bit, but at the beginning of the show, Ron Moore and his wife hosted a party for some of the people in the show at their place here in Vancouver, and they had above the buffet where they were serving drinks and they had food there, they had huge wall-sized blow-ups of each of them had taken their favorite page of their favorite book and put it up on the wall. And it gave you a real insight into who they were. And it made me know Ron Moore a little bit more, and that was great. But it really was such a graphic illustration of the power of the written word and how much that can mean.
Did you ever, I mean, you paid a lot of attention to this, and you wanted the actors to feel as though it was the real thing. Was there ever a moment when you looked at it and opened it up and thought, this could be real?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question, because there is a part of me that really wants to believe the ancient astronaut kind of theory of how that it's sort of put forward in the series about how there are humans out in the somewhere in the universe that are trying to find their way back to Earth, and that at one time populated the Earth. And there's so many things in our past history in various holy books and in anomalies in history that you look at the book and you think, you know, it does spark your imagination. What if? And I try and keep an open mind about everything, but it definitely does capture your imagination.
Prop master Ken Harlew talking about the Book of Pythia from the reimagined Battlestar Galactica.